Making a last stand. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Ukrainian forces in Mariupol vow not to surrender, even though Russian President Vladimir Putin says his army has conquered the port city.
Mariupol has essentially been leveled to a smoking ruin, but the mayor insists no matter what happens, the Ukrainians will hold on to it. It will not be surrendered to the Russians. New satellite images appear to show mass graves. A sequence of pictures seem to show long lines of graves extending from a cemetery. Ukrainians accuse Russia of burying up to 9,000 people to conceal their war crimes. And for weeks now, an estimated 2,000 Ukrainian Marines, along with innocent women and children, have been hiding out. Some say they were rescued and were sharing one loaf of bread for 40 people. President Biden promising a second $800 million package to help the forces here in Ukraine.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv, Ukraine. We're waiting to hear what House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy now says that the White House, now that the New York Times released an audio recording which backs up a story that McCarthy had denied. Fox's Jared Halpern unpacks this for us.
During a conference call with House Republican leaders on January 10th of last year, GOP leader Kevin McCarthy said he was considering recommending former President Trump resign, but did not think Trump would step down. Audio of that call was obtained by the New York Times. Before the audio was posted, McCarthy called the newspaper's report totally false and wrong. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney, then the number three House Republican, is also heard on the recording. She is now a member of the select committee investigating the Capitol riot. Her office says she did not record or leak the tape and does not know how the reporters got it. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden's in Seattle today. He's celebrating Earth Day. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The tunnel wildfire in Arizona has consumed more than 20,000 acres, and officials expect high winds today to fan the flames. Heather McKay had to abandon her home in Flagstaff.
I called my husband and said, I don't know when to go. And he said, get in the car and go. And packed up my little boys and our dog. And as I drove down our driveway, I started to see our house go up in flames.
The fire is not at all contained. A lot of pushback after a school principal in San Diego announced plans to do away with honors classes.
From the outside, Patrick Henry High School looks calm, but many concerned students and parents say a storm is brewing. Hundreds of students here protested on the campus Wednesday against the removal of honors courses by the principal, Michelle Irwin. Irwin justified the move as a way to enhance equity and address racial disparities in education. But after the uproar, she has now decided to pause the elimination of some courses. Parents and students are now circulating a petition online to bring back all honors courses. It has garnered more than 2,100 signatures so far.
That's reporter Liberty Zabala with Fox 5 TV in San Diego. Officials say there were no survivors aboard a twin-engine Cessna which crashed into the General Mills plant in Covington, Georgia. Police Captain Ken Malcolm.
The plane came down into four what appears to be empty trailers. There were no injuries from anyone here on the ground.
Witnesses say the plane had trouble gaining altitude and one of the engines was making unusual noises. We're into the first hour of stock trading. The Dow down nearly 400 points as the market's last day of the week continues. Roger Stern, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.